మాలా సుధాం కుంభ విభోధ ముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారి జాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ టు జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, ద రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఇస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ బో టు హర్ యాస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రెస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ ఇన్ అ సెన్స్ టు కమెమరేట్ ద 97th బర్త్ అనివర్సరీ of the Nightingale of India, Bharatratna Srimati M.S. Subbalakshmi, and to confer the 11th Sri Shanmukhananda Sangeeta Pracharya Award to one of the greatest teachers of our living times, Sri Neyveri Santana Gopalakrishnan. A decade before, several steps were taken by this institution as it commemorated the golden jubilee of this institution. And one of the significant steps that was taken of the institution of this award itself. And this is singularly the only award that Amma, during our living times, gave sanction for her name to be attached to for giving an award, which she has not given to any other person, any other sabha, any other institution, anywhere in the country. And I still remember when I spoke to her for this. "Idhukku vendi Bombayil endu vandiya nee?" she was asking. And then she said, she called Atma and said, "Nammalte enella vechindrukoma aarka illa adala avangal kuduthuru avan ortham da sabala kondu chethu podu sabala chethaachana the world will take care of it." Some of the rarest of rare collections that she had, she gave it to this institution, which slowly but surely will get into public domain as we travel along. I don't have to speak to you about her contribution to this institution or to this great city of ours, because I have one more address to follow another 4 or 5 days from now to speak about why Bombay was very important for M.S. Subbalakshmi and her family. But this institution, I should tell you, from day one when this auditorium was blessed and brought into being on the 22nd of August 1963, Amma was physically present. In fact, we would have liked her to have the concert, the second half of the concert, but she said, "Arikudi Ramanjayengar is far, far senior to me. Therefore, the inaugural concert should be only that of Arikudi." And the next day, she gave her vocal recital. She had redefined so many things in life. Her philanthropy knows no bounds. I think not one day, many days are inadequate to describe the type of the art of giving that she practiced, she and her husband practiced, that made them musicians extraordinary. Extraordinary human beings to begin with, and musicians in the later category, far better than the normal genius that we look at. We are not celebrating M.S. Subbalakshmi, but we are celebrating her music. We are celebrating her contribution to this blessed land of ours. We are celebrating those characteristics of M.S. Subbalakshmi that make a human being. We are celebrating those characteristics that we want to be imbibed in young musicians of this country, so that they would at least come some notches closer to what Amma was during her living times. This is the greatest inspiration that we can draw from her, and one of the means and the medium that we ordinary mortals know to reach out to whatever she has given to this blessed land of ours, that virasat that we want to draw again and again, is only through functions like this. When we started this awards function, I in fact had candidly told her that there is a general complaint that most of the awards are given to the mecca of music. It all goes to Chennai, and there are so many musicians over here who don't get anything. Then the managing committee of this award decided in the first 10 years, we will give the award to teachers from this city. And then we will move out and get a pan-Indian influence on this award. That's how Padma Bhushan P.S. Narayan Swami came to receive the award. And now we have Neyveri Santana Gopal. He needs no credentials to be documented and given. I think whatever he is doing is seen physically in Jaya TV. And we all believe that that's the way it should be taught. And we believe that it can reach out to countless number of people beyond the borders. If visual classrooms are going to redefine Indian education in the years ahead, the basic first test is what he is doing today. There are still several people all over the globe who are listening to what he does, who are practicing what he is instructing them to do, to all of them, even though they might not have seen him physically, he is their guru. To Ekalavya, at least, Dronacharya was physically seen. even though you didn't learn from him in that sense of the term directly. But today's Dronacharya reaches out to the entire world through the technology that we have. And this is the greatness of the person whom we are honoring today. We are not honoring a musician, I can tell you that. We are honoring somebody who is perpetuating this great virasat of this land. A person who believes that music has to survive beyond his times. A person who believes that the perfection in this art that he has taken from his guru is transferred in no less a manner than what he had taken from his guru to the generation next. I think the greatest responsibility of any generation at any point of time in history, that it has to hold in trust whatever is given to it, the culture of the land or whatever is given to it during its living times. Not just hold it in trust, but transfer down to posterity with the same pristine purity with which it has received it, in the same manner in which it has received it. I think this is the greatest contribution any generation can pay to humankind at any point of time. And people like Santana Gopalan are leaders in that, torchbearers in this, who have ensured that this culture of this land is given across to the next generation, no less than what he received or what people of his class received in the earlier decades. This is what we are celebrating today. And I'm sure he will be an inspiration to countless number of young students who pass out of the portals of several musical institutions all over the country. There is a revival of the spirit that is taking place. There is no better time than now to encourage Indian classical music so that it will have its rightful place amongst the Committee of Nations. Thank you, and God bless you all.